You land a $10,000 job. You spend $5,000 on labor and materials. You got $5,000 left. That's half the money. That's a 50% gross profit. With that money that's left over, you pay your overhead. You pay your insurances, your truck payments, your salary, your marketing, bunch of other stuff. All right, that's what you got left to pay your overhead with. Well, today on the Contractor Fight, I'm going to make the case and give you five reasons why a minimum 50% gross profit is the key to you building the business that you want. Let's go. All right, fighters. So this is always a fun topic to talk about here on the channel. Usually gets a lot of buzz, a lot of comments and stuff like that. Watch it this time. Nobody will fucking watch it. But anyway, and here's why. Because we in the fight talk about, as a home improvement contractor, you know, you're painting stuff, you're putting in hardwood flooring, you know, you're installing doors, building decks. All right. We talk all the time that 50% gross profit is where you need to be at, if not more. And I get so much pushback, and all the pushback comes from the contractors, and it makes no sense to me because I'm trying to help you fuckers. And you comment and you argue with me with shit like, oh, can't be done in my area and the market will never go for it. And that's not the going rate and can't try to do this because of this, that, and all these other damn reasons. All right. Well, first of all, if you're thinking that way, I think you're full of shit. All right. That's your first problem, is you don't even believe that it's possible. And you're spending more time making the case for why you can't do it than being curious about, hey, what's to this? You know, what's up with this thing? Let me look into this. Let me test this out a little. And we get a lot of comments from people like, dude, I thought you were full of shit and I was going to prove you wrong. And I started pricing my work at this and it changed my life. Thank you. Now my wife's having sex with me again because she likes me or whatever it is. Okay. So Logan's laughing behind the camera. I always like to try to make Logan laugh. So should I tell a dad joke? What do you think? Dad joke? No. Yeah, I'm good. I don't want to get too many views on this. So, oh boy. All right. Number one reason, damn it. Okay. Actually, before I get into the reasons, I want to define what gross profit is. Okay. If something costs you a dollar to produce, okay, let's just say this blue pen, okay, let me hide the name of the pen because I don't want the company to sue me, all right, whatever, but you could all probably tell what it is. Actually, I can't because I wore off, but whatever. Okay, if this pen costs me a dollar to produce and I'm going to sell it to somebody, okay, it means I double what it costs me to produce to get a 50% gross profit. You don't multiply times 1.5. A lot of you guys are doing that. That's a 33% gross profit. All right. And you confused. Okay. C-O-N-F-O-O-Z-E-D. Confused. All right. So if you have a job that you're doing, say you're going to buy some doors and install them. A buddy of mine, Jake, was over the other day. He's installing these 8 or 10 foot high doors. All right. And they're really heavy and whatever. And they're custom and this and that. All right. Say it was $20,000 for the doors and it's going to be $10,000 to install the doors or whatever. That's $30,000 times two. You have a sale price of at least $30,000 to install the doors. Okay. So what it costs you, direct cost, cost of goods sold, however you want to define it, to produce the work times at least two. All right. And you're golden. So number one reason that it makes sense price your work at a 50% gross profit, it's low hanging fruit. Okay. It's low hanging fruit. It is the fastest way that you can make money and capture a profit in your business. A lot of contractors are on, what do they call that thing? The hamster wheel. That's what it is. The hamster wheel. I don't know. This will dance. All right. There you go. All right. This is the fastest way out of the financial gutter. So you've been working your ass off and you can't figure out why you're not getting ahead. Start with your gross profit. All right. Higher gross profit leads to higher net profit as long as your overhead isn't out of whack. And let me say this, because when we do these things, people are like, well, net profit's the only thing that matters. It's what's left. Okay. Well, I get that. But if you want to have a bigger what's left pile, okay, you need to have a bigger gross profit pile to work with. All right. And some of these other reasons are going to make the case why, yes, it's your net, but your gross profit drives a lot of other things. Number two, reason why it makes sense. It's right. It's just right, Logan. Did you know that? Okay. You deserve the money. It's the right thing to do. So much of what we talk about here on The Fight is about charging and fighting for what you're worth. Okay. And when you are shortchanging yourself for the value you're delivering and you're not being compensated properly, that's unfairness. Now, if you're charging more money and not delivering the value that your client wants, that's unfairness too. That's unethical. You shouldn't be doing that. So don't just charge more fucking money for the sake of charging more if you're not delivering the goods. But most of you are delivering the goods. You're investing thousands of dollars in tools, equipment, training. You have years of experience that you have earned probably the hard way, like most of us have. All right. You're delivering a great finished product. You deserve to be well compensated. All right. And it's very hard to be well compensated when your gross profit is not high enough. Okay. So just get that through your craniums. All right. That it's the right thing to do. Hey, which of your clients would you like to clone? How much profit would that mean in your business? Imagine if you can clone Mike, who's your best client ever, okay? And you could clone him 10, 15, 20 times over and over and over. What would that mean to your business? Well, listen, I want to invite you to join me and my buddy Mike Michalowicz in Florida as for Strong Leader Live as we bring to you a day of clarity and focus, helping you get set on the right things in your business so that you can absolutely repeat those ideal clients. You can attract more of those ideal clients coming into your business every day, an endless stream of them. You're going to walk out of there with all the tools you need to implement, and then it's on you to pull the trigger and make that stuff happen. Listen, Mike has also promised in the course of this workshop with hot seats and a bunch of other cool stuff, you are going to walk away with at least $1 million worth of ideas that you can implement in your business. Let's go. Number three. This is where your minds will be fried when you do the math. When you have a 50% gross profit on your work, you actually need to do less jobs to recover your overhead, break even, and have money left over for net profit. You need less jobs. So, as I love to do on the fly, I grab my handy dandy calculator. Okay. And if I, what's my math thing here? If my overhead is $25,000 a month, okay, somewhere in there, it's Logan's problem to focus it, not mine. All right. If I'm selling my jobs, and let's just say I sell and produce at the exact same percentage, okay, just for simplicity, if it's at a 33% gross profit, okay, you take 25,000 bucks divided by 0.33. I have to do just under $76,000 of revenue just to break even on the $25,000. That's 76 grand. Now, if your average job is say 7,500 bucks, you got to do 10 jobs. You got to sell and produce 10 jobs. All right. Well, if my closing rate is say 40%, okay, 10 jobs divided by 0.40, I need 25 leads. I need 10 jobs and 25 leads if I'm at a 33% gross profit. You take the same overhead at $25,000, my home slices, and you divide it by 50% gross profit, I only need to bring in 50 grand. And if my average job is 7,500 bucks, I only need 6.5 to 7 jobs divided by my close rate. Okay. Instead of 25 leads, I need 16 leads. All right. So you need less jobs and less leads to hit your break-even points and to start putting you into the net profit categories. That's the third reason. All right. Number four, you need this money for your overhead. Now, time out for those of you that are going, I don't have any overhead. That's your first fucking problem. Because every company I've worked for and worked with and coached and counseled and workshops and one-on-one and groups, every single time We dig into their overhead. It's more than they think it is. 100% of the companies. All right. It's expensive to run a business the right way. Now, if you want to be a chuck in a truck and just fucking have a J-O-B just over broke your whole life and, you know, be like, you know, other contractors that are give a shit about the going rate and this and that. You get the end of your career and your body's all broken up and all that stuff, and you got nothing to show for it, then you keep doing you. All right. But for those of you that want to build a real company, it's expensive to build a real company. All right. There's a lot of things that happen and plenty of things to pay for. All right. You've got insurance, you got phones, you got your shop, you got your marketing, you got your office manager and a growing team of people in the office. I'm not even talking your field. All right. Owner's salary. There's warranty work. These things add up. All right. And the higher your gross profit is, what you have left after you produce a job from what you sold it for, the easier it's going to be on you to pay for this shit. Okay. So, you know, and then you pay for the shit and you actually have money left over. Okay. So fourth reason, you need it for overhead. A lot of you are carrying this burden every month. Like, man, when can I get ahead? I'm not seeing results. I'm marketing. I'm doing this. I'm learning how to sell, but you haven't pulled the trigger on really understanding your numbers and having confidence in the implications of what happens when you're not charging enough. When you're not charging enough, your gross profit isn't high enough. It makes everything more difficult. That is Spanish for those of you that were wondering. All right. The fifth reason that 50% gross profit makes sense, you are able to provide a better experience for your clients. All right. When you have a higher gross profit on your jobs, you can slow down and make it a better experience for the people that have hired you, for the client. In turn, they're going to say really nice things about you to their friends, because we hang with people that are similar to us. Your quality of referrals is going to go up because they paid a higher price. They got a better experience. Now they're going to tell the world about it. Okay. And this will continue to feed your business. When you provide an amazing experience over and over, all right, it benefits the business. Well, you can't do that if you're always robbing Peter to pay Paul. Okay. This is what happens. I call it the frantic finisher. It's the guy at the last day of the job. It's 7:30 at night. The sun's going down. They're throwing all their shit in the truck to get out of there because they hurried to finish up the job and they did a half-ass walkthrough. They didn't clean up the way they should have. Just something that simple. It's not a great experience. And boom, off to the next customer because I got to start this job or I don't get a progress payment. All right. You see it where guys pull off of a job for a few days to start another job to get the deposit to have some cash flow. These are some of the things that happen in the experience. Put yourself in the customer's shoes. Okay. You said it was going to be a four-day job. You came for a day or two. Now you're fucking gone for a week. I hear it all the time. All right. That's because you don't understand how to charge for your work. And when you have a high enough gross profit and you have the right payment terms, you are able to hire better people. You are able to provide a better experience. And this smooths everything out for everybody involved. And it's a win all around. So as we wrap this up, for those of you that have already raised your gross profit and already seeing the positive benefits of it, drop that in the comments and tell others that it can be done. For those of you that think I'm full of shit, I want to challenge you to try it. Okay. Just try it. It's simple. Okay. What it costs you to produce the work times two. Don't worry about what anyone else is charging. Now, there are ways that you can sell your projects at higher rates, and that's becoming a better salesperson in those things and better marketing and branding. All these things work together. But guys, it all starts with confidence in your numbers. When you truly understand why this is important that you charge this and get this gross profit, everything else will start to make sense. Share this, like this, comment. You guys rock. I got to roll.